This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
As the COVID-19 crisis deepens in the United States, Asian Americans have increasingly become the subjects of racist attacks. And it's happening right here in the Chicago area. WBEZ's Esther Yoon-Ji Kang has the story.
Wilbur, come here. Come here, bud.
Sukhpreeta Petmisi and her dog Wilbur have been spending lots of time in their backyard.
Can you sit for me?
Not so much because of the stay-at-home order in Illinois, but because of the anti-Asian attacks that the 31-year-old has experienced lately.
I have experienced more of these incidents back-to-back in the last 2 weeks than I have in the entire last decade of my life. Being scared every day and feeling anxious every day, even to just walk my dog.
Here's a sampling of what she's been through. There was the time Petmisi, a Laotian American, coughed while in line to board a flight. Someone yelled, "Watch it, Chink." Or that morning she was walking to her office in the Loop, and two men in business suits told her, "Go home." And then there was the time she was walking Wilbur in Logan Square past the neighborhood school, and a kid said, "Cough, cough, Corona."
I just remember thinking that there's no way that those kids came up with that on their own. I was more saddened to think about the adults in their lives or like what they've been watching or things that they've been reading on Instagram or on social media that may have led to that.
Petmisi says her Asian American friends in the Chicago area have had similar experiences recently. Some have been spat on. Others have seen train cars empty when they hop on. Many are suppressing coughs and sneezes during work teleconferences. And still others are worried about aging parents and relatives with businesses that are struggling financially. One man in West Suburban Naperville was assaulted with a log and told to go back to China by two women along a running trail. State Representative Teresa Ma, whose district is about a quarter Chinese, says her constituents are scared too.
People saying that they're afraid to go out. They don't want to be the subject of an attack. They don't know what to do. It's really sad and concerning.
There have been hundreds of reports throughout the country about anti-Asian attacks since the COVID-19 pandemic began, especially after President Trump started calling the coronavirus the Chinese virus. Here he is a couple of weeks ago defending the term.
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China.
After facing backlash, he tweeted a statement in support of Asian Americans and has since stopped using the term Chinese virus. But many say the damage has already been done. Listen to this Chicagoan who posted on Instagram a video of himself walking down an empty street in the city's Andersonville neighborhood. He's lamenting the closing of his favorite record store and restaurants.
China, when all this passes, I hope your country burns to the ground and then sinks into the ocean. Why, you ask? Well, beyond all these businesses closing, and I love this city, just so that I know it's sterile before it sinks into the water and poisonous all of our water for the rest of the world, you filthy maniacs.
This type of rhetoric and the attacks against Asian Americans have become so frequent that the FBI is now paying special attention to hate crimes during this pandemic. San Francisco State University professor Russell Jung joined with some other groups in California and created a reporting site for these incidents.
We wanted to gather firsthand accounts, and not only just to give people voice, but to track and monitor trends that we can then proactively develop strategic interventions.
He says the site's been up for just over a week, and already they're getting more than 100 reports each day. Although the effort was initially focused on California, about 60% of the cases are coming from outside the state, and even from other countries.
We've been having an overwhelming response. I think the community wants to share what's happening to them and to voice their concerns and to stand up.
Jung says here in Illinois, most of the reports come from the Chicago area. And he's spotting some other trends too. For example, almost two-thirds of the people reporting cases are not Chinese, but of other Asian ethnicities. And women are three times more likely to be harassed than men. And recently, there's been a lot of coughing and spitting at Asian Americans, which Jung points out is a public health hazard.
I was sort of shocked and surprised by that. So we actually made that a special category because it's happening so often.
But Jung says there are signs of hope, too. He says the fact that Asian Americans are even reporting these cases is a good thing, especially for a community with a reputation for not speaking up. Jung encourages individuals and groups in every state to call on their elected officials to condemn anti-Asian bigotry and establish hotlines and reporting centers. He also says these experiences can lead to greater empathy among minority groups.
I think as Asian Americans begin to see how they're racially profiled and how people don't trust them or how people perceive them, I think Asian Americans are developing a greater empathy for other people of color who are similarly racially profiled.
Sukhpreeta Petmisi in Logan Square is one of those folks.
It is easier for me to empathize with folks within the Black community, folks within the Latinx community, our Muslim community too.
She says she hopes to see people speak up against anti-Asian racism and racism against all people of color. Petmisi says bigotry often happens because of a lack of relationships with people of different races.
When you know somebody in your life who's dealing with this, it makes it easier for you to be compassionate to them on a human-to-human level and understand what's going on right now. How might that affect them?
She adds, during this particular crisis, folks can help by speaking out against anti-Asian hate crimes, supporting Asian American businesses, and checking in on elderly Asian neighbors. Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.